Continuous process improvement steps. Continuous process improvement is a team effort, but in many cases, these improvements can be focused on just small portions of a logistics process. Reducing variability in transportation lead times or improving a picking route are examples of the small step, incremental improvements that logistics professionals can directly plan and implement on their own. It is important to learn about the many different types of continuous improvement methodologies and tools so the right ones can be applied. The continuous process improvement steps an organization might use can be described in a number of ways. One scheme is the plan, do, check action cycle. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the plan, do, check action, PDCA process as a four-step process for quality improvement. In the first step, plan, a plan to effect improvement is developed. In the second step, do, the plan is carried out, preferably on a small scale. In the third step, check, the effects of the plan are observed. In the last step, action, the results are studied to determine what was learned and what can be predicted. The plan, do, check action cycle is sometimes referred to as the Schuhart cycle because Walter A. Schuhart discussed the concept in his book, Statistical Method from the Viewpoint of Quality Control, or as the Deming Circle, because W. Edwards Deming introduced the concept in Japan, and the Japanese subsequently called it the Deming Circle. Another continuous improvement cycle uses the following steps. Determine the process to be improved. This can be based on observation or on the results of tools such as Pareto or root cause analysis. It could be an economic priority identified, for example, by throughput accounting, as in the theory of constraints, or it could be a process under one's own control. Gather and compile data on the as-is state. This may include a flowchart or value stream map of the process, determining the inputs, outputs, routings, and boundaries of the process, materials or equipment used, and information on suppliers, customers, and environmental factors. Analyze the data and produce it to be state. This may involve developing one or more alternatives by breaking problems down into smaller chunks, searching for root causes, and calculating potential results such as for throughput, investment, and operating expense, as in throughput accounting. Select the best method among alternatives. This involves finding the method that minimizes waste to the degree possible at this stage, perhaps one that simplifies tasks, combines operations when feasible, finds a more efficient sequence, or perform some tasks in parallel rather than sequentially. It may also involve proposing improvements. Implement. Train the operators involved. Revise policies, procedures, and other documents as needed to ensure that the new method becomes standard practice. Sustain the new method. This involves monitoring and controlling the operation and correcting workarounds or use of old methods. It also involves gathering evidence of how well or poorly the new method is working and giving credit to innovators for successful improvements.